KJAN Sports.
Time for sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Sports this morning in high school wrestling around the region last night. First in a quad at Southwest Valley High School, Underwood beating AHSTW 46-27. Underwood over Southwest Valley 48-24. Underwood downing West Central Valley 46-30. AHSTW beat West Central Valley 46-26. AHSTW topping Southwest Valley 51-17, and West Central Valley beat Southwest Valley 55-17. Also last night in wrestling, in a quad at Lenox, it was Southwest Iowa beating Bedford Lenox 36-30. Southwest Iowa topping Griswold 72-6. Southwest Iowa over Red Oak 48-36. Bedford Lenox beating Griswold 66-6. Bedford Lenox over Red Oak 54-30, and Red Oak topping Griswold 54-24. In a quad at Van Meter last night, North Polk beat Nottoway Valley 65-17. North Polk over Van Meter Earlham 51-33. North Polk beating Saydell 60-20. Van Meter Earlham over Nottoway Valley 39-24. Van Meter Earlham beat Saydell 43-18. And it was Nottoway Valley winning over Saydell 45-18. Also in a four-team meet at Trainer, it was Missouri Valley, a winner over Bishop Heelan Catholic 39-33. Missouri Valley edging Trainer 38-37. And Mo Valley over West Monona Whiting 44-27. Bishop Heelan Catholic got by Trainer 37-36. Bishop Heelan over West Monona Whiting 36-30. And Trainer beat West Monona Whiting 45-33. Also, a double duel at Southeast Warren saw Mount Air top Audubon 48-18. Southeast Warren Melcher Dallas over Audubon 66-14. And Mount Air beat Southeast Warren Melcher Dallas 46-14 last night. In high school girls basketball, the Atlantic girls were tested early by Clarinda, then started to pull away by the end of the second quarter, and eventually ran away with a 71-35 win last night. It's a game heard here on KJAN. Atlantic was up 17-14 after one. They gradually started to get the transition offense flowing and built the lead to 40-21 by halftime, scoring the last 13 points of the half. They kept their foot on the gas in the second half and pulled away for their second win over the Cardinals this season. During the game, Haley Rasmussen, a senior for Atlantic, reached 1,000 career points. On a free throw in the third quarter, the game was stopped briefly just to recognize that accomplishment. Rasmussen led all scorers on the night with 22 points as Atlantic improves to 5-6 on the season. Jada Jensen had 18 points. Tessa Grooms, 15 points last night for Atlantic. Also in Hawkeye 10 girls basketball, Glenwood beat Harlan 79-46, Shenandoah over Red Oak 40-35. From the Western Iowa Conference, Audubon over AHSTW 52-49, Trainer beat IKM Manning 47-42, Underwood over Logan Magnolia 46-44, Whiting in overtime 34-31 over Missouri Valley. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Booyer Valley beating Cam 56-50, Exira EHK over Glidden-Ralston 70-38, Peyton Sherdan over Arweva 52-24, Woodbine beat West Harrison 57-33. In the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills was a winner last night 68-32. Stanton beat Sydney 52-45. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Central Decatur over East Union 56-20. Lenox beating Bedford 61-31. Mount Air over Southwest Valley 58-28. Also around the region, ACGC, a winner over Madrid 57-14. Panorama beat Woodward Ranger 72-25. Lamoni over Orient Maxburg 61-22. In boys basketball, the Clarinda Cardinals picked up a road win over Atlantic last night, 56-44, the other half of our broadcast doubleheader. Atlantic built an early 7-point lead in the first quarter, but Clarinda cut the edge to 2 by the end of the first at 13-11. Cardinals grabbed the lead early in the second quarter and then never trailed the rest of the night. They were up 24-21 at the half, 38-32 after 3, and then win it 56-44. Grant Job led the Cardinals with 18 points, including some big fourth-quarter free throws. Wyatt Schmidt and Michael Schall each had 12 for the Cardinals. Atlantic was led by 16 from Skylar Handlos and 13 from Dayton Templeton as they dropped to 3-5 on the season. In other boys Hawkeye 10 hoops last night, it was Glenwood over Harlan 61-49, Red Oak beating Shenandoah 71-36, Grandview Christian over Kemper Catholic 59-41. In Western Iowa Conference play, AHSTW 85-51 over Audubon, Missouri Valley beat Whiting 60-13. Trainer over IKM Manning 75-34. Tri-Center beat Riverside 56-29. Underwood over Logan Magnolia 51-45. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Cam over Booyer Valley 43-36. Exira EHK 66-43 over Glidden Ralston. Arweva beat Peyton Sherdan 57-30. West Harrison over Woodbine 52-47. In the Corner Conference, Griswold over the Iowa School for the Deaf, 72-32. Fremont Mills beating Essex, 78-21. Sydney over Stanton, 62-59. Pride of Iowa action saw Mount Air beat Southwest Valley, 62-33. Lennox over Bedford, 49-46. Also around the area last night, it was Madrid over ACGC, 68-60. Panorama beating Woodward Granger, 67-63. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, 58-47 over Sioux City East last night. In men's top 25 basketball last night, a top 10 matchup in the Big Ten became a mismatch as Michigan stayed undefeated. The 7th-ranked Wolverines are 11-0 after a 77-54 drubbing of number 9 Wisconsin. Also, Oklahoma State held off a late rally to beat number 6 Kansas 75-70, and 20th-ranked Virginia Tech a 74-67 winner over number 19 Duke last night. The Southeastern Conference has postponed the basketball game between in-state rivals Tennessee and Vanderbilt that was scheduled for last night. It's because of a combination of positive coronavirus tests, contact tracing, and quarantining within the Commodores program. That game was a late addition to the schedule because of COVID-19 issues at Missouri, where Vanderbilt had been scheduled to play, and at South Carolina, Tennessee's originally scheduled opponent. Vandy is still set to visit Tennessee on Saturday night as originally scheduled. The Big 12 announced Tuesday that West Virginia has postponed its next two men's basketball home games due to COVID-19 concerns. The announcement came a day after the 13th-ranked Mountaineers called off their game Tuesday night at number 2 Baylor. Number 22 Oregon has paused all team-related activities because of COVID-19 protocols. The Ducks won't play planned games at home against Arizona State on Thursday and Arizona on Saturday. They'll be rescheduled. Nebraska men's basketball game at Maryland, scheduled for Saturday, has been postponed because of a COVID-19 outbreak in the Cornhuskers program. Iowa State will have to wait until Saturday to try to break through in the win column in Big 12 play when the Cyclones visit 6th-ranked Kansas. Tonight's game at Kansas State was postponed because of COVID issues in the Wildcat program. ISU is 0-5 in the league race after getting blasted at home by Texas Tech, 91-64.
You know, we just got to stay at it. You know, offensively, I thought we came out the other night really good. I mean, we had 20 points at the 10-minute mark against one of the top defensive teams in the league. Our problem there is just being able to sustain our offensive execution and pace, you know, for 40 minutes.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. He says the offense struggles when the Cyclones don't maintain their intensity on offense and they need some consistency. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye women return to action at home this afternoon against 15th-ranked Ohio State. The Hawkeyes are 8-2 overall. They're 4-2 in the Big Ten after a 77-67 loss at Northwestern.
We turned the ball over so many times, and we had 18 turnovers, but they converted on almost every one. And they got 28 points off of our turnovers. A lot of them were threes. So, you know, valuing the ball is something that's really important. You know, we learned that we can't just rely on our offense and that we have to play both ends of the court. So I hope that's a lesson that came through loud and clear for him.
I will have that game for you this afternoon here on KJAM. 2:45 is the pregame. 3:00 tip-off is the Hawkeye women with Caitlin Clark try to beat the Buckeyes here this afternoon. The Iowa State women are at home tonight to host an Oklahoma State team that's 5-0 in the Big 12. The Cyclones coming off a 99-72 win at Texas Tech, where they connected on a school record 19 three-pointers.
When we shoot the three, you know, we got a chance to do some good things because, you know, you make 19 threes, you know, that's a lot of points. And it's like a lot of things, you know, it's like golf or baseball, anything. When you see the ball going in and things good things are happening, it kind of translated through the whole group.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fenley. He said they've been spending some extra time on shooting in practice. The Cyclones are 3-1 in conference play. University of Iowa offensive lineman Coy Kronk will skip his sixth season of college football. They were given an option to come back next year as this was a free season. Instead, he'll enter the NFL draft. He's a one-and-done player at Iowa. He was a grad transfer for this past season after he played his earlier career in Indiana. And thousands of excited football fans ignored pandemic precautions and partied in the streets around the University of Alabama after the Crimson Tide defeated Ohio State for the national championship. City officials had urged people to watch the game at home and celebrate privately to prevent the spread of the virus that causes COVID-19. But students and others poured out of jam-packed bars near campus as time expired in Miami. The massive crowd that resulted was recorded by traffic cameras and images posted on social media. Many of the fans screaming and cheering in the middle of the street didn't take basic precautions like wearing face masks. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.